on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM, Prescott, Chino Valley, and Paulden 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, the talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, it's
Hammer Time.
Waking up with the YCCA. Hammer Time is brought to you by Lawhorn Plumbing, Verde Valley Alarm Services, Prescott Home Safety, Greenlee Designer Surfaces, Get Right Mitigation, Franklin Plumbing, The Blind Brothers, Made to Order, Vicente Landscaping, Barrett Propane, and Badger Roofing. And now from the studios of KQ&A, it's Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA. Here's the Executive Director of the Yavapai County Contractors Association, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody, good morning and welcome to Hammer Time. Welcome to November. Can you believe it, Wingman?
First full week.
I know. Do you have your Christmas lights up yet?
No. I cringe when I go into stores.
Everything is Christmassy.
It used to be Thanksgiving.
Yes.
But, you know, many years ago. And now it's even before Halloween.
I know.
It's a little spooky.
Spooky. Okay, so speaking of spooky, Engineer yes. and Mike, what happened to your 1 pound chocolate bar that I gave you for Halloween? Gregory?
It weighs...
How much do you weigh now?
15.2 ounces at this point, I think. Nope, that's...
Oh, so you have... No, because...
It still weighs more than a pound. Let's just put it that way.
It can't weigh more than a pound.
It weighed more than a pound when I got it.
It still does. So that means you haven't eaten it?
Well, it weighed over a pound. It was a pound plus.
Okay, Mike.
And I took off out of town and left it in the pantry.
And
so this is my first day back, so now I'm going to have to eat it this week.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I did do, though.
Okay, what?
I put on my Halloween costume, and I roasted a turkey and decorated the Christmas tree.
No, you did not. Help us. Oh, Lord. Okay.
I would pay to see that.
Yes.
To see him decorating a Christmas tree.
Trust me, I've already been offered money, yes.
Perfect. Okay. So that 1 pound candy bar is still in existence for both of you.
Short-lived, but yes, it's still in existence.
Okay, awesome.
Its lifespan is limited.
Okay, good. So what a great show we had with Gary Wilson,
yep.
Advanced Coatings. I love that guy. And to talk about the fishing trip.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty amazing.
Yep. I'm wondering if Brian has taken his bride up to the same place.
I don't know. We're going to have to find out. But listeners, you have got to tune in, go to YouTube or Spotify and listen to the show. We not only talked about painting, we talked about fly fishing.
Yes, we did.
We talked about fish. We talked about little lures. We talked about boat rafting. We talked about food, travel. I mean, we covered it all.
We just basically went on a verbal tour.
We did. So it was pretty amazing. So, Gary, we love you and what you do for the community. So thank you very much, my friend. So where did you go that you went out of town?
Went up to the lake for the last trip.
I was going to say that. So you winterized the boat?
No, we'll be doing that on another weekend. So this is our last trip. But it was beautiful during the day. It was in the high 60s, low 70s.
And at night?
It got chilly.
Oh, so you had to bundle up and put a little blankie on the bed.
Low 40s.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Good. Well, I'm happy you're back. You made it safe, and we'll winterize that boat so it can sit for another season.
There we go.
So take us to break. We have a super cool guest with us this morning. Wait till you hear his name. His name is so happy. It just makes me smile when I say it.
Well, we'll smile a lot when we come back.
Yes, we will. Take us to break and I'll sit here patiently.
It's my pleasure. You're listening to Hammer Time. We're pleased to be bringing that to you from Yavapai County Contractors Association. And we're airing on Talk of the Quad Cities. That's KQ&A 1130 AM. 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM if you happen to be in Cottonwood or Prescott Valley. So please stay tuned for some great messages from our ever so valuable sponsors. Drink that chocolate milk, fill up that OJ or coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Hey, everybody. Good morning. You are tuned in to Hammer Time, the most magnificent extraordinarily exciting talk show.
I happen to agree with you, but we might be accused of being a little biased.
You know what? We might be. So listeners, when we were off air, I asked my wingman, Mike, when he realized, when did you forget the candy bar?
As I was preparing to maybe think about having a snack right about the time I entered Flagstaff.
And all of a sudden you realized you left it on the counter.
I was barren.
That's funny.
Barren.
So our guest with us this morning with the coolest name, Sean Sherguin. I mean, does that not Sean Sherguin? It makes you smile. Don't ask me how to spell the last name, but Sean is S-E-A-N. He is the owner of Fans, F-A-N-Z, and Lighting. So, Sean Sherguin, welcome to Hammer Time.
Thank you so much.
It's an honor to have you with Mike and me this morning. So we're going to talk about fans. We're going to talk about lighting, why you're in business, what do you do, how'd you get here, and all those good things.
Sounds great.
So put your seatbelt on, buddy, and hang on.
But a lot of our listeners might already be aware of him because he's graced our
home show
for the last 3 years.
Yes, so 2026 would be your third year with us.
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, I'm sorry, past 2 years.
Yes, okay. He'll be their third year at 2026. And so are you new to the area?
I've been here about 8.5 years.
Okay.
And I moved here to reunite with my high school sweetheart. We grew up on the same street in Torrance, California.
Wow.
So how'd you find her here?
We connected on Facebook.
Okay.
I was living in Las Vegas, and she moved out there for 5 years on one condition, that I would move to Prescott Valley after that, and I'd never heard of this place, but I love it.
So you found your high school sweetheart in Las Vegas?
I was living in Las Vegas. Okay. She was still living here.
Oh, she was here.
Yeah, she's been here for about 18 years.
Okay, and you connected through Facebook.
Correct.
Love on Facebook.
Yeah, love on Facebook.
And left Las Vegas and moved here.
Absolutely.
Well, how cool is that?
That is.
So are you still high school sweethearts? Did you do marriage stuff?
We're married, okay. And we've been back together for about 16 years now.
Oh, cool.
Neat.
Very cool. What a nice little love story. Okay. So were you high school? You were sweethearts in high school?
Yep. I've known her since I was 12 years old. Grew up on the same street.
Okay. Were you in love with her when you were 12?
I was. I thought I was.
Okay. Was she in love with you?
I was 2 years younger, so I don't believe so.
Okay,
at the time.
Yeah, you were just a kid. Yeah, she didn't have time for you.
No.
That is so cute. Okay, so Sean Sherguin, love saying that, owner of Fans and Lighting. So you first started out as just selling fans, correct?
Absolutely correct. My family's
ceiling
been selling
fans.
Ceiling fans for since the early 80s.
Okay.
There was 9 stores in California, 3 in Hawaii, and there's 3 currently in Las Vegas.
So did you visit all of those stores or work in all of them when you were a kid?
I did. There was 5 of us kids. I was the only one into the family business. And as soon as I graduated, I went right to Hawaii to learn the family business for 1.5 years.
Cool. So
not a bad place to learn.
No, it's not. What made you leave Hawaii?
Well, my parents had the 3 stores in California, and so I was going to go back there and manage one of the stores.
Okay, cool. So is the ceiling fan biz big?
You know, a lot of my friends and peers out here really thought there's really no way to make a living selling ceiling fans. But if you think about it, every home has 3 to 5 of them. Every restaurant, schools, buildings, every place has a fan. So there is a market for ceiling fans.
Okay, so we're going to talk to the builder that's here with us, Mr. Mike Enders, Bentree Custom Homes. Let's hear from you as a builder. What happens to ceiling fans in your homes that you build?
So let me flip to the personal side first when Sean just said 3 to 5.
Oh, in your home. Okay.
So I thought, how many fans do I have? And indeed, I have 3 fans.
One in where?
One in the master, one in the office, and one in the living room.
Okay, so I have 4. I have one in the master, one in the spare, uh-huh, one in the office, and one in the living room. Sean, how many fans?
4.
Are they in the same locations? I bet you have one in the garage.
Not yet. We have one on the back patio that keeps out the flies and mosquitoes from just hovering.
Oh, okay.
I stand corrected. I have one more fan. I forgot to count. I have one out on the patio.
Okay, cool. Engineer, let's hear it from the engineer. How many ceiling fans do you have?
One.
One?
One. Small house.
Where is it?
I only have one living room.
Oh, it's in the living room.
Yes.
Okay. And you sleep in a yurt.
A-frame.
Okay.
To flip back over to your question.
Yes, so as a builder.
I don't remember the last time that we constructed a home that didn't have fans. We always pre-planned for them with a double switch, one for light and one for the fan power. But I can't recall not installing fans in a house for the last, 10, 15 years probably.
Okay, so there is a fan in every home.
Indeed.
Where do your homeowners put in the fans? Do you do them as part of your build package?
Part of the build package.
Okay.
They provide them. In other words, they'll select them.
Right.
And then our electricians will hang them along with the other light fixtures,
perfect.
Et cetera.
So ceiling fans have come a long way.
Yep.
A long way. They have some pretty powerful, magnificent ceiling fans out there on the market now.
They do.
And some neat blades.
I know.
Yeah, it's more the jewelry than it ever used to be.
Yeah. Sean,
you're
I was
right.
just talking about in Hawaii. I know that a lot of the fans over in Hawaii have the big, what I'll call a big leaf type of blade, which moves a lot of air.
Yeah, a lot of the houses in Hawaii were not have air conditioning. So the trade winds with the louvered windows and some ceiling fans for the airflow really was key.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring that up because we just finished last year a house for some folks that moved back to the States from, I shouldn't say States, but back to the continental states from Hawaii. And I was interested to learn just exactly what you said, is that AC was just not something that was very common over in Hawaii.
Yeah, absolutely. Most homes don't have AC, and ceiling fan air movement was, along with their trade winds that they always have, was really key.
Yep.
Okay, so here's a question. Wind movement and fan speed, is there a maximum speed that the fans rotate with? Can you really put a propeller airplane engine speed on one of these fans and it could really blow papers off the desk and pillows off the couch?
There are some really high-speed fans that move a lot of velocity.
Velocity. Okay, thank you.
Yep, and they do a much better job, and they're so much more energy efficient than they used to be 10, 15 years ago.
Okay, so what happens if you install a high-velocity fan? Do you have to hang on to stuff?
No. You have 6 speeds typically on the newer fans, so you can find a fan speed that fits your needs for that location.
But you'd want to also make sure if you got a high-speed fan that's not within reaching distance.
Oh, yes,
And that brings to mind, I was just in a tournament up in St. George, Idaho, and they had some huge fans in the arenas. Because there are all these volleyball courts set up, you know, 15, 20
stationary
courts.
Fans or hanging?
They're hanging
fans.
But they had 2 of them. And those fans, I swear to gosh, had to be probably 12, 14 feet in diameter, the blades. It was amazing. And boy, that kept the air moving.
Yeah, they do. We sell some fans lately that are 10 feet, 120 inches for some, you know, warehouse things. And that really, it moves slower, it's more weight, but it really moves the air very subtly, but in a big area.
So is there a fan requirement for the size of the room as to how big the, do we call them fan blades, fan propellers?
Yeah, fan blades. Yep,
okay.
Yep. And there is a guideline,
Okay, there is a guideline.
Most of the time in most homes we see the master bedroom and the living room are typically larger than the guest rooms.
Okay.
So in those particular rooms, we would normally put a little larger fan. I always suggest to the customer, find a style that you love, and it'll typically be between 58 and 65 inches, which is pretty ideal for rooms 12 by 14.
Wow, you are a Wikipedia of fans. and velocity and fan blade sizes and speeds. What's your very favorite fan?
My favorite fan is like a, it's called a Windmolen. It has 11 blades. The blades are rounded on the end, so the airflow comes off of that fan so smooth and enjoyable. It just feels wonderful.
Wow.
11 blades.
Yeah, I've never seen one.
How do you spell that?
Windmolen. Windmolen.
I'm going to look him up right now on the internet. Here it is. Holy moly. Mike, look at this critter.
Wow. That's interesting. I've never seen that many blades on a fan.
I haven't either.
Cool.
That's very cool.
Yeah, that looked like an outdoor, like a patio.
Yeah.
It is indoor, outdoor. It's wet rated. So a lot of the fans now are indoor and outdoor.
Ah, gotcha.
It almost looks like a windmill. Mm-hmm. Look at that.
Yeah, well, as a matter of fact, it's next to a windmill. That's funny.
So it's quite pricey.
Not so bad. It's pretty reasonable. The actual windmill fan, there is a windmill. The original windmill fan has 21 blades.
Ooh.
Wow.
And it is 168 screws. It is it's pretty much an amazing engineered fan. The way it looks, the way it works, and it takes about 3.5 hours to install that guy.
Wow.
Okay, we have to take a break before our engineer does something with us with the fan, wraps the fan around us or whatever he's going to do.
Don't make me call my agent.
So, Sean Sherguin, Mike Enders, Bentry Custom Homes, me, your YCCA girl, and the engineer will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
We're back on air. You are listening to Hammer Time, brought to you by YCCA. Our guest with us this morning is Mr. Sean Sherguin. I so love that. What kind of last name is that?
It's Irish and German.
Okay, perfect. So, are there a lot of Sherguins in the universe?
If there are, they're related to me somehow.
I would think so.
It's one of those kind of names, yes.
Okay, so did your high school sweetheart take on Sherguin as her last name?
She absolutely did not.
Okay.
Her last name is Diarelli.
Oh my gosh.
She's Italian, and she says it doesn't have the same ring, Sean.
It doesn't. I agree.
Yes.
Okay, Diarelli. Sherguin. No, not even the same.
And Mama DiGarelli would not approve.
That's absolutely.
So we're talking to Sean. He owns Fans, F-A-N-Z, and Lighting, right here in Prescott Valley is your location, right, Sean?
Yes, correct.
So you sell the material. You then sub out the install to a licensed electrician that's been with you for how many years?
About 3 years.
Okay, perfect. And Mike, you know him?
Yes, I do.
Perfect. And then you do free delivery?
Yes.
To as far as Hawaii or what?
Well, you know, that actually wouldn't be a bad idea.
Okay.
On occasion, there may be some exceptions.
Does the family still own the stores in Hawaii?
No, he actually does not.
Oh, okay.
Just in Las Vegas.
Okay, awesome. So how far do you deliver?
We will deliver all the way to Munns Park, Flagstaff, okay. Sedona, Cottonwood, so kind of the Quad Cities.
You could have called him. He would have brought you the candy bar.
I should have thought about that. But could I have trusted him not to nibble on the way
Probably
out?
Not.
Probably not. I'm hypoglycemic, so I need sugar every so often.
Okay. Would have been gone in a heartbeat. Okay. So what is... We have the conversation, and we talk about AC and DC. Our older fans used to be all an AC connection, right?
Correct.
Where you hear the
60-cycle hum, yes.
The
hum.
The hum.
Oh, very good.
Thank you. And so now with DC, this is what the hum sounds like. It's pretty good.
That's perfect. Spot
That's
on.
Very quiet hum. Very good.
Okay. So how cool is that change that they've made in the motors?
It really has changed a lot. The hum noise was something that would irritate some people to where they wouldn't put a fan up.
Sure.
So the DC motor has come along, and it is also the ability to reverse the fan from the remote instead of having to get up and do the black switch, which, you know, brings that warm air down. But it's also 68% more energy efficient. Having the ceiling fans cost you about $8 per year to run.
Wow.
So super energy efficient, completely silent, and lifetime warranty on the motors.
Wow, that's pretty awesome.
Yes, it is.
I'm going to go home and I don't know if my fans are or if they're.
But you just, if they're running, you need to be very careful when you stick your ear up to it.
I'm going to go listen to them. When did they make the change? How many years ago?
Probably about 7 to 8 years ago.
Oh, I could be.
Relatively new.
Yes, you might have a
Yes, I might. Okay, I will check out the slow hum. Okay, how about... do you have employees, or are you the main guy?
I am it solo.
Okay, perfect.
Yes. Right now, just myself, so I do all of everything myself, stay on top of it, and hopefully in the next quarter, I'll be hiring someone part-time to help out with the lighting side.
So you do all the ordering, the receiving. Okay, so here's a question. When the UPS and the Amazon guy deliver your materials, what's your last name that you certainly do not say Sherguin? How would they even write or spell that? What do you tell them?
That's a great question. And even when I lived in Las Vegas and they would valet your car, they would ask, what's your last name?
What would you say?
And I would just go with Jones.
Okay.
Sean Jones.
Okay.
It's a lot easier, trust me.
I got it.
They'll buy that. Doe, they probably wouldn't. John Doe, they probably would question. John Jones,
perfect. That's cute. That's perfect. So your office is in Prescott Valley next to Denny's.
I just moved 2 months ago.
Oh, where are you now?
Now I am next to Dunn Edwards and kind of like the...
DMV,
what is it?
Yeah, Southside Footworks.
Right?
Footworks.
The building next to Footworks.
Okay.
Cool.
Yep, so I moved from 1,000 square feet to 3,000.
Oh, that's right. I saw your truck. Nice. You've got your truck that sits out there.
Absolutely.
Yes, mm-hmm. Perfect.
Very nice.
Yep, so we're stepping in the right direction. A lot more floor space, so a lot more inventory, more things to show people.
That's
even more options.
I was going to ask you, you have the displays to where people can come in and take
Yeah, have a showroom.
Cool.
Absolutely. Yep.
Okay, with all types... We've talked about the fans. I think we should maybe talk about the lighting now.
Sure,
what do you think,
absolutely.
Mike? So do you have a big lighting showroom?
I do. And actually, it seems like every day I'll be at the shop till about 9 p.m. putting up more lighting. So probably in the next 2 months, the goal is to have it completely finished.
Very
fans,
cool.
Lighting, all the dark sky lighting that we need in our town.
Oh,
so
yes,
all the coach lights
perfect.
For outside. We have a ton of dark sky lights just for that. So we comply with all the HOAs and in the Yavapai County.
You.
So just give them more options and stuff that they can pick out for their forever homes.
So what types of lighting do you see coming on the market where we don't have standard bulbs?
Yes, LED lighting, it's just the future, It really is a lot more longevity, a lot less heat created, a lot less energy. So definitely everything is gearing toward the LED lights.
And they're kind of like lights from the third world. I mean, they're exciting lights. They're just not a standard light.
Right, and you can look at the different tone as well as a different brightness, too.
Absolutely, the different Kelvins, yeah. So like a soft lighting, more like a warm lighting. Women like a certain different lighting in their bathrooms for their mm-hmm. makeup and such as that. So it really is a lot of options.
Now, your lighting wall in your showroom, can you come in and hit the button and the light will turn on and you see what it looks like?
There's a few different companies that offer that. So probably 3/4 of my lights are just fixed, and then you can make the switch behind the actual fixture.
Okay.
There's a switch to get you go to 3,000, 4,000, or 5,000.
Because people like to see what it looks like.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Wow, how nifty. So what's the coolest light that you sell?
We just hung about a $9,000 chandelier.
Whoa.
With 25 crystal lights that are about 16 inches long each, and it's right in front of the window, so when you drive by 69 past the car wash, you're going to see a beautiful lit up chandelier that's going to have color changing bulbs in probably the next 2 weeks.
Cool.
Did you clean all your fingerprints off the prisms?
You know, they come with white gloves.
Okay.
So we pretend that, yes, they come with white gloves. Perfect. So we don't get our fingerprint smears on any of it.
Wonderful. Wow, you are quite the guy.
I've been called worse.
Okay, so how heavy was that?
That's a great question as well. 180 pounds.
That's more than me.
Me as well.
Mike, is it more than you?
It's time for a break, isn't it?
Okay, listeners, when we're on break, we're going to find out the answer to that question. Yes, it is. Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time with our guest, Sean Sherguin, owner of Fans and Lighting, my wingman, Mike Enders of Entry Custom Homes, who will not declare his weight, and my wingman, who will not declare his weight, and me. I said, hey, that's more than what I weigh. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Listeners, we're back on air, and the answer to the question, 192 pounds.
Very good.
Is that like a good weight for you, or is that over?
Well, I'm 6'2", so it's a decent weight for me.
Okay,
yeah.
So.
But it is about 15, I think it's about 15 pounds.
Too much?
Greater than when I was in high school.
Okay. That's a lot.
So. I can still fit into my old Army uniform.
Okay, that's good. Oh, how funny. Okay, Sean Sherguin, owner of Fans and Lighting, F-A-N-Z, is the name of the company. So we're talking about your new space next to, across from Footworks.
Yep, about one building over from Footworks,
okay,
correct.
Okay, facing the highway.
Facing the highway.
Okay, perfect. And we were just discussing, soon you will be able to see the expensive 180-pound chandelier being lighted in the window.
Absolutely. Should be probably. It's there now, but we're going to have the color-changing lights for the holidays
coming
in about 2 weeks.
Okay, cool. Awesome.
I was going to say multifaceted, but those aren't facets. What do you call those?
Prisms.
Prisms.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-prismed.
Yeah.
Chandelier.
You really neat the way light, you know, reflects off that.
I know. I love those. I have some hanging in my windows, and when the sun comes through, my whole house just dances with prisms. It's so awesome.
Super neat, for sure.
So Fans and Lighting, you started this biz because you were heir apparent. Your family used to own a fan and lighting store. I think that's very cool.
Yeah, thank you. I wasn't sure what I was going to do here, and then I was delivering for Costco. I worked at Costco for a few years, and we would deliver TVs and hang them on the wall, and then they realized, well, they want their deck painted, and then they want their security cameras up, and then I was hanging ceiling fans for people, and I thought, why am I not selling ceiling fans?
Yep.
Wow, good for you. The light bulb went off.
Yeah, it finally did. Took a little while, but never too late.
Back to the roots.
You know, lighting is so important in a home. It just, it really makes a home. So what do you see, what are you doing for lighting nowadays, Mr. Enders, when you build a home? Is it something really cool and special?
Well, the lighting people, like Sean, are very good in, excuse me, up here in Prescott about pointing out to people the necessity for lighting. For example, in the master bath, in the vanity, you need to have appropriate lighting for makeup purposes and whatnot. So some of the old style lighting just didn't provide that. So I rely on the light fixture companies to engage with the customers and inform them accordingly.
I bought new lights for my bathroom master. Mm-hmm. I can't even begin to describe what it is. It's almost like a totally encapsulated light.
Huh.
And if it burns out, you can never get in to exchange or replace this light.
Really?
It's built in it. And the exterior of the light is almost like rain glass. But the brilliance and the dramatic light that these two fixtures put out is phenomenal. They're just beautiful. So they are something like out of a moonwalk, you know, they're very cool. but it's like an encapsulated light fixture. No bulbs. Well, it has to have a bulb, but I don't know where it is.
Well, it could be LED, too.
But you can't get to them. It's really weird.
Yeah, you kind of see that, and it's tricky the way some of them, you think you can't get to it, but kind of removing a couple screws in the back, and then there's the strip of the LED lights that allow you to, at some point.
Cool. I'm calling you.
I was just going to say, don't throw it out. Call Dawn.
It's pretty pricey. So lighting can be bold and subtle and refined and dramatic, all of the above.
Yep.
Depending upon what an owner wants for their home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, so you don't sell lamps. You just sell lighting.
Currently.
Fixed lighting.
Yes, ma'am. Chandeliers, pendant lights, coach lights, vanity lights, that sort of thing so far.
Okay. I think pendant lights are kind of cool, hanging down in a kitchen or over an island.
Yeah, yes. That's starting to be pretty popular. Most of the homes are having pendant lights.
Right.
And it's definitely a way to upgrade your space and create a warm, different feeling. Lighting can really do that.
So, Mike, do you do pendant lights in your homes?
It depends, of course, on the individual. But, yes, we've done a number of pendant lighting.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay. How's the lighting in your home? We've talked about
dim.
Your flooring. We've talked about your landscaping. We've talked about your decking. We've talked about painting. So your lighting is very dim.
We had upgraded and put in a lot of cans.
Okay.
But one thing I haven't done is gone to the LED light bulbs for cans.
Oh, you need to.
Which I need to do.
Yes.
Because there's such a difference in the brightness.
It is. It's beautiful.
Flexibility and the color. So.
I had an addiction to the what were the old light bulbs called?
Incandescents.
I just loved my incandescent bulbs for three ways, 100 watts. I mean, I had 100 watt bulbs all over my house because the light was so amazing. Mm-hmm. So now I have gotten out of that need for incandescent bulbs. Finally had a talk with myself, and they are no more in the house.
So what did you go to?
LEDs.
Perfect.
And they just give you as much light or more, and they last a lot longer, and you save money.
You save money, and they create a lot less heat.
Yes.
A lot less heat.
But, oh, I had such a love affair with my incandescent bulbs.
You know, that's just something I had to laugh at, though. Our government mandated that we get rid of the incandescent and go to the fluorescent.
Right.
But nobody stopped to think, what are we going to do when we have to dispose of all these fluorescent bulbs?
I know. Oh, that's a question. So what do you do with your disposal of items?
A lot of times when we take fans down, I mean, in the fan part, we take fans down to Habitat for Humanity.
Okay.
We'll try to donate them often as we can.
Yep.
Because they're still in working condition, but people want to upgrade the look for whatever reason.
Perfect.
So there's no reason to get rid of something like that when you can donate it to somebody that can really use them.
We do the same thing on remodels.
Okay.
They're very appreciative of that.
What do you do with the light bulbs?
I actually just take the whole thing over.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Do you sell light bulbs in your store along with the lighting?
I just started to.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, just started to, and I sold some lighting, and the lady says, do you have bulbs? I said, we sure do.
Yep.
So,
perfect.
Yes, we try to be a one-stop shop for the people in our town, you know.
So what are your hours for the showroom?
10 to 5, Tuesday through Saturday.
So you're off on
Sundays and Mondays. Yep.
Do you go into the office on Sundays and Mondays, or do you just lounge at home?
I never get to lounge at home. Yeah,
okay.
I'm typically always, fans are always on. My wife says, do you ever stop with the fan stuff? And I said, never. So typically Mondays, I'll go in and do some paperwork and some advertising or get some deliveries, things like that. So typically, once in a while, we'll do installations on higher ceilings where it needs an 18-foot ladder, so they'll need assistance. So I try to plan the installations on Mondays where I can be there to help the electrician with the big, heavy ladders.
Perfect. How often do you change ceiling fans in your own home?
That's a great question. When they make noise or stop working.
Okay. So you don't bring home a, honey, look at this new fan. Let's install it.
Well, I'm on the frugal side, and my wife is not, so we just upgraded all our furniture, and now we have a ceiling fan, so we got new blades that match all the tables.
There you go.
Well, oh, that's pretty impressive.
It really changed the look. The blades match perfectly to the wood tables, and it just ties it all in.
Cool.
I didn't know you could do that.
Smart.
Very cool. Listeners, we have to take a break. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with Sean Sherguin. I love that. Owner of Fans, F-A-N-Z-N Lighting, right here in Yavapai County. Don't move.
Bye.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Wow, this show has gone way too fast this morning.
We're still learning.
We are still learning. So Sean Sherguin, owner of Fans and Lighting, can you customize fans or do you just have to buy what it is out of the box and be happy with it?
Great question again. Back years ago, you had one option, flipping the blade over to get a lighter wood or getting a darker wood. But now there's a few companies that let you completely customize with any kind of wood that you want, up to 12 different options.
Holy moly.
Very customizable.
That's kind of nifty.
Yeah, so give our listeners kind of an idea of what types of woods besides just pine or mahogany or oak.
We did a house in Sedona a little while back, and she picked driftwood as one of her options. Whiskey wood was another option. Light oak wood, which is becoming pretty popular, and then a natural wood look to match cabinets and things of that nature, or flooring. So along with your black, silver, white, but the wood is really starting to become popular where people can tie it in to match their home.
Very cool.
So, but then you don't have to have a wood look. Don't they have blades that are
brown
and
black, white, silver?
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
That look like metal or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Aluminum, correct.
Okay. So, Mike, are your blades wood?
Yes.
Are they all the same?
No.
After this show, are you going to go home and order new wood blades and mix and match and make your blades match each wood in every room?
If my wife is listening, the answer to that would be yes.
We get that a lot.
Patty, I need to send you this show.
So, Sean, Patty and Sandy talk before the show, and Sandy always says, well, what do you need, Patty, in your house? What would you like to change? Oh, well, I'll get Mike on air to commit, and we'll go from there.
He commits, but it never gets done.
He's just saving it all for the right time.
What project were you working on, the deck or paint?
Yeah, I just haven't gotten the deck done yet.
See? We've talked about this. I thought you started it.
Well, we've been painting.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. And we're probably 80% of the way there towards finishing it. But as soon as I end up finishing it, I'm going to expand the deck, and then I'm going to change the decking. So I know. It doesn't make sense to me
either.
It
makes no sense to me. Makes no sense to me at all. So do you have a favorite vendor or manufacturer that you like that really does super cool things?
I use Minka Air. Mm-hmm. They are a really good company. They're phenomenal at customer service. If something were to go wrong, every fan that I sell in my shop, they make parts. So it's a forever fan. If something goes wrong 8 years from now, you replace the part, not the whole fan. A lot of the bigger box stores, they don't make parts. So if a fan goes sideways in 8 years and they're
both in
the same room.
You're out of luck. You have to go buy a new fan.
You got to replace the whole thing. So every fan that I sell has a lifetime warranty on the motor, and they make parts.
So every fan that you sell is from Minka?
I sell 5 different companies, but Minka is probably about 80% of my business.
Okay.
They have fans at all affordable pricing, and they have a catalog of about 300 different fans.
Oh, my gosh. So, Mike, you said mm-hmm when Sean mentioned Minka.
Mm-hmm. We've used our customers, I should say, have provided a lot of Minka fans that we install.
Okay.
So very familiar with that brand.
Wonderful.
Yep, good brand.
Now it makes me want to go home and do new fans.
There you go.
I know.
Okay, so now I'm going to put her on the question block in a couple of weeks. Hey, Sandy, did you get those fans changed?
I'll see you at the home show and remind her possibly.
Yes, I know. I love my dining room fan. I will never change that because it's just super cool. The other fans, they're older and dated, you know, so why not change them out and do something super cool?
Something fun.
With that won't sound like this, but exactly. will sound like this.
Perfect.
I wish you folks could see her cozying up to the microphone with her lips pursed and not making any sound whatsoever.
Too funny. So you've been in business 3 years.
2 years and 2 months.
Okay, perfect. So at the three-year mark, we'll have cake and ice cream.
That sounds fantastic.
In the new display center?
Yes.
Yes, the new space.
And listeners, you can meet Sean at our home show. He will be there in his regularly assigned booth location. Stop by, meet him. He says you're still getting referrals and walk-ins from the home show at the beginning of the year. That's amazing.
Absolutely. When people's homes close, they have a place that they can go to locally, and the home show is one of the best places for me to let them know I exist.
And you advertise in Your Home First, Home Improvement and Lifestyle Living magazine. I see your ad and a nice little article in there. Do you advertise elsewhere, or is this your primary go-to?
That is one of them. The other thing we do is we send a really nice 6x9 postcard to every home that closes in Yavapai County. So every home that closes in Yavapai County, we send them a mailer flyer directly to them.
Very nice.
That's nice. Good for you. And does it say, hey, come in, you get a discount or congratulations or...
It says 20 to 30% off every day, discounts for veterans and senior citizens, free delivery.
Wow.
And we are affordable luxury, so we sell really nice high-end fans and lights.
Okay, so how old do you have to be a senior citizen?
I'm going to go with 60.
Okay.
That's really 65.
Young. That's 60 to 65?
Well, it's really, I believe, 65 is the number, but anyone 60 and over will treat you like family.
Cool.
Cool, okay. Gregory, did you hear that?
Yeah.
Can you make it? Are you in that range?
Oh, yeah.
Perfect. Listeners, listen to that. If you are in the range of 60 and older,
yes.
Walk into Fans, F-A-N-Z, and Lighting, and they will treat you like family.
I suppose it's asking too much since I'm a veteran to get a double dip, huh?
You cannot get a double dip.
We've been asked that several times.
Have you really?
Yes.
And you just say, no, sir, we can't do it.
We do the best we can for you.
Say, we'll give you a package deal, same discount for an old veteran. How about that?
Sounds great.
Very cool. Can I have a double discount? I'm a veteran and a senior. Mike.
That would be pretty tacky.
On you. Oh, my gosh. We got to have some great laughs here. It's amazing. So share your phone number, and do you have a website, and how can people reach you, or are you just walk-in?
Yeah, great question. So the number is 928-350-7400, and the website is azfanz.com, azfans.com.
And you're open Tuesday through Saturday.
10 to 5.
And even Saturday, 10 to 5?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so that's pretty good then, 10 to 5. I'm going to pop in on some Saturday.
And then you'll probably drive by that same night so you can
I know, I will. I'll have to drive around till it gets dark to look at the multi-prismed chandelier hanging in the window.
It's very fancy.
I'm sure it is. Anyway, you have an electrician that does all your installation, and you are just the material purveyor.
Correct.
Okay. And it works well.
It really works well. It's a one-stop shop, and we sell it, we deliver it, and we get it installed for you.
You know what? That's more than we can ask for, right? So listeners, hang on. We have to take a short break. The three of us will be right back.
You're listening to Hammer Time, waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Once again, here's your host, Sandy Griffiths.
Sean Sherguin, owner of Fans, F-A-N-Z-N Lighting. Thank you for being with Mike and me this morning. It was amazing.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it so much.
It was great information, good show, some laughs, some humor, seriousness. That's what we love.
Absolutely.
So your phone number is 928-350-7400. You are open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 5. And your website is azfans.com.
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. And you can meet Sean Sherguin at our home show in 2026, listeners. He will be there with bells on. You're amazing what you do for our community, Sean, for affordable luxury lighting and fans. So, listeners, YCCA 778-0040. If you need anything, we're here to help you. Call anytime.
You betcha.
We want to solve your problems. We want to help you. Referral network. If you need a contractor, call me, Sandy at YCCA. We'll be back next weekend. Bye.
See ya.
Hammer Time.
Thank you for tuning in to Hammer Time. Waking up with the YCCA, a presentation of the Yavapai County Contractors Association. Heard each and every Saturday morning at 7, with an encore presentation Sunday mornings at 7 on AM 1130 by 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and online at kqna.com. A library of past Hammer Time shows can be listened to on the Yavapai County Contractors website at ycca.org.
Break it down.